News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Stephen Dowling, President International at Fanatics. Stephen, you're so welcome to the programme.
Cheers, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is a huge weekend for you, for your business. Yeah. We're going to talk about Fanatics in a minute. Yeah. But you're a very proud Dublin man, and you're one of us. And I want you maybe to tell us a little bit about your early years in Dublin,
cheers,
if you would.
So great to be here. I'm from Dublin. I'm from Kilnamanagh in Talla. My family have just flown in as well. We live in The Hague in the Netherlands, but I've lived around the world. I've played GAA all my life, St. Anne's of Bourne Arena, that's the club.
Good man.
I went to Talla IT, local university, then on to DIT for my master's. And somehow I was lucky enough to get into Unilever here, and that was my first job up in City West.
Well, were you kind of like a management trainee or graduate
so
in Unilever?
Yeah, great, right? Like Procter & Gamble, Unilever, what a training ground. And I worked on some great brands. Like, I know you're a coffee man, but I was Lion's Tea.
Go on.
All my life, HB Ice Cream. But I actually joined that company during the recession. So what a learning curve, right?
So the sort of work that you did, how many different jobs would you have done in Unilever?
Yeah, maybe six or seven. So
okay.
Brand marketing, category management, sales, you name it. Then moved to London with them. Then I entered, that's when I entered digital world.
Right.
Moved to Rotterdam with them, spent a bit of time in India.
Wow.
Great training course.
So how did the job with Adidas come about?
Well, I love sport.
Yeah.
And there's only so long you can be selling deodorant, soups and teas in life. And I generally do love every sport. So Adidas called. My wife was expecting at the time, but we said, let's do it as a family challenge. And we moved to Nuremberg in Bavaria, a very different part of the world, where Adidas's headquarters are. And I became the SVP of digital for Adidas globally.
Okay.
So I also led their loyalty program and just unbelievable brand, right? Everyone knows it, loves it. And what people may not know, your listeners, is it's actually a huge Irish community in that headquarters.
And is that right?
They call themselves the Irish Mafia. But there's Irish people designing Real Madrid football jerseys and Mercedes Formula One. So they're definitely doing great. And maybe they just don't have the profile here.
And there was a visible sort of community
of
Irish people at Adidas HQ.
The three stripes of O'Neill's versus the three stripes of Adidas.
Isn't that great?
So lived in Nuremberg, we travelled again a lot, but got to experience a ton of sport, learned a ton, and it's just to work for a brand like that's phenomenal. Unilever's a house of brands, Adidas is a branded house, right?
Okay, so the focus is on one brand.
Yeah, you're just from the receptionist to the CEO, it's Adidas.
Yeah.
And don't ever make the mistake of walking in wearing any other brand because you're getting chucked out that building.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me about then the numbers around a brand like that. The stakes are huge.
Yeah, Adidas, like market cap, you're in the 40 billions, annual revenue, 22 billion.
Yeah.
The e-commerce business that I was driving was up to $5 billion as a website. Just incredible. In terms of, we talk about loyalty programs, I know you've worked in that space, over 315 million members, right? And all of that experience has helped me in what I'm doing now, right? It's almost like the summit. And it wasn't planned, for sure.
Okay, well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you, Stephen. Let's talk about Fanatics now. And first of all, let's talk about this weekend in Dublin and your company's association with it.
So unbelievable. And for those of you who are walking around Dublin, you can't miss it, right? And the event is in town. This is the biggest single sporting event in the history of the state, economic-wise. It's the biggest single sports merchandise.
Is it?
Yeah, in the history of any sport in Ireland. It's just incredible. We alone in Fanatics have five stores in Dublin City Centre on top of e-commerce. So Fanatics is the world's largest sports license and retail company.
Yeah.
So we would power e-commerce and retail for the Olympics, UEFA, the All Blacks, Paris Saint-Germain, Chelsea. And I'm saying these names as a sports fan, but
NFL. At a sort of a fundamental level, it's a partnership between you and one of the clubs. You say to them, you look after the football.
Yeah.
We look after the retail.
You win the trophies and we'll help you on the merchandise business. And we're also partners with Nike, so we're the licensee of any NFL product you see with a Nike. And our founder is still the CEO, a guy called Michael Rubin, an American businessman. We've also launched into collectibles. So when I was a kid, I collected Premier League stickers. They're actually bigger than ever. We own the Topps company. Topps own the the trading cards and sticker rights for Premier League, Champions League, Formula One. So the company's last reported revenues about 8 billion, but safe to say we've surpassed that. But this weekend, like, you're in the millions of merchandise sold.
And the people who are buying the merchandise, obviously there's a big number of Americans in town for the Steelers and the whole NFL thing. So will there be many garments sold locally?
Yeah, so like, what's great about this is there's actually a big American football community in Ireland.
Yeah.
Very passionate. And for them, this is the dream, right? So it's the first time they've been able to buy all 32 teams. If you go into the store, what's also cool is we've done collaborations with Irish brands like Bear Bua. So we've reimagined the Steelers or the Vikings as if they were GAA teams. What would that jersey look like? And that dropped last night at 6 p.m. and sold out in 10 minutes.
No way.
Right? And so we also have something called Football by Football, which is, what if the American NFL teams were soccer teams? So there's a product for everyone.
Yeah.
Like fashion, technical, men, women, kids.
So when you look at the business, the model then for this weekend, you have a number of pop-up shops.
Yeah.
There's obviously a whole online push as well, is there?
Yeah, so online, we would power NFLshop.com, fanatics.com. Then you have the City Centre flagship store. Today we're launching another pop-up at the old Central Bank. I'm still getting used to it. We have the stadium, which will be big on Sunday, right? So we're ready for when 80,000 plus fans hit the stadium. And the idea is, no matter where you are in the city, like, we got you.
So it's it's really then the dynamics around setting up pop-up shops.
Yeah.
That's a pretty slick action now.
Yeah,
isn't
like
it?
This store will be 10 days. We then roll into London to run the NFL at Tottenham Hotspur. We'll have a store in Carnaby Street. It's another 10 days. We roll into Berlin. That's an 8-week store. We're just back from Brazil.
So the crew will just move the gear.
Exactly. The NFL will play like 6 or 7 games now internationally.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking. But what I would say, the same weekend, we're also running the Women's Rugby World Cup final today, right? That's also on. That's 82,000 people at a women's rugby game. It's going to set a record for the most amount of people. And we just did the Open in Portrush, where we set records, unbelievable.
And there's a lot going on here.
The Lions Tour, so it's all gravitating me back home, which is great.
Yeah.
I wish I could do more of it, yeah.
Wow. When you look at the business, if you look at something like the NFL now, you know, the fact that they're coming to Dublin, they're going to London, is there a push there for sort of world dominance? To make this game so much bigger outside America.
First thing I say, it's the most valuable sports league in the world.
Yeah.
I would say they have the pick of any country in the world. And what I said, I was with the commissioner of the NFL yesterday, and I said, as Irish people, like, we appreciate you've chose us. And like, this is a country where you showed a bit of love, you get 10 times back. So slowly but surely, more games internationally, more visibility on TV, more access to merchandise, more fans, and the game will grow, and it is growing, like, massively.
Right? Yeah.
And the numbers tell us that, whether it's Super Bowl viewership or merchandise.
Yeah. And the sports fans, they're tremendously loyal, they're a fickle enough customer, aren't they?
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, when you talk about new product development, you know, what do you give them next?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So if you take women's, for example, like, it's traditionally been underdeveloped. We did a collaboration where we powered the NHL, the ice hockey, and we did Lululemon by the NHL. And over half the buyers were new. And that tells you, like, there's a market there, just the product hasn't been developed. And collabs today, like, a lot of the business has been built off the jersey. A lot of what I just spoke about is non-jersey. It's the fashion element of sport.
Yeah.
And you see that growing massively, right?
So do you see then that sport and big fashion brands, there'll be even more collaboration with them as
100%.
We move forward?
The only caveat I'd say is never forget your roots, your sports.
Yeah.
And like, it's easy to get caught up in the fashion because it is fashionable and exciting. But at the end of the day, you're a technical sports brand and performance. So that's the foundation. But for sure, we see, like, and even at the luxury level, if you walk by any like Gucci or Louis Vuitton store, they're pushing sneakers and they're pushing t-shirts and hoodies. 10 years ago, that was suits.
Yeah.
And suitcases, right?
So you just changed to reflect the demand.
Yeah, so sports lifestyle is definitely a growing surge. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. fascinating business. Yeah. It really is. Now, before you go, I want to ask you something that is a non-business fact. Tell us about in COVID, during quarantine, what you did. You did a marathon in your hotel bedroom. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I played GAA all my life in St. Anne's. My midlife crisis is marathon running, like many of your listeners. Keeps me on the straight and narrow. I was sent to China during COVID with Adidas, but of course, to get into China, you had to spend 3 weeks in a government, I call it a facility at best. And of course, you have a lot of time on your hands, something, so a lot of audiobooks. But then one day I said, you know what, I'll run, walk 42 kilometers in my hotel room. And I managed to do it in about 9.5 hours. So,
good man. Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure to meet you, Stephen. Stephen Dowling from Fanatics, a man who's really busy this weekend, but he's taken it all in his stride. Thanks for coming
thanks
in to see us.
Thanks for having me on, Bobby.
And I'm delighted to meet you, because I know you've been a listener awesome. To the show for many years. So great
thanks
to meet you in person.
You too, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.